Good afternoon. Thanks for taking the time to listen as we turn to the Word of God and just listen to what He has to say to us. I want to read one verse with you. It's found in Ephesians chapter 2. It's one of the letters that Paul wrote, and it's just one verse, verse 13. And Paul says, he's writing to Christians, he says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ." Let me just read that verse again. "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ." As I said, Paul is writing to a church in Ephesus, to Christians, and he's reminding them of the life that they lived before they put their trust in the Lord Jesus, before they became Christians. And he's describing the kind of life that they lived. And he does that in the previous verse, in verse 12. He describes them. He mentions the kind of conditions that they live with. Verse 12, he says that they were separate from God. Separate from God's presence, from the presence, and separate from Christ. They were alone in the world. He also said that they were excluded from God's people, ostracized and abandoned. And he also says that they were strangers to the promises of God, powerless, not able to do anything about the life that they lived. And he also then goes on to say, and as a result of that, this is what it meant to them. It meant they were living without hope. It meant they were living without God in the world. And as we turn to the Word of God, and as we listen to what God has to say to us, Paul is describing the life that they had, but it's the same message to you and I today. Chapter 2 in the Ephesian letter is the great chapter of God's grace. God is telling us of how we are sinful and are children of wrath